is a stand-up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Immigrants. People coming to the United States of America has occurred hundreds of years. In modern times, we have more people coming from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, Asia. By the year 2050, the majority of Americans will be, 51% of America will be of these groups. Yes. Doesn't mean that they're going to control wealth, or they're going to get the best opportunities like white immigrants, but that is what the Census Bureau of the United States of America has predicted. Not everyone who immigrated to the United States of America run across the border. And if you have to run across the border, obviously make sure you could run quickly because, hey, it's a big issue there now. And people come here, as we know, across the border, mostly on asylum issues. Those are people who cannot get a visa to come to the U.S. Whether it is a visitor's visa, a work visa, it is very difficult to get a visa to come to the U.S. in the U.S. consulate in other countries. The criteria that they use is your income, your intent. Do you really intend to return from America, or you just want that visa to come here and stay here? So if you're coming on vacation, a B1, B2 visa, do you really want to return? How much money you have in your bank account? Have you committed any crimes? But most important, what is your intent? Are you married or single? If you're married, they will believe you're going to come back home. If you're not, they believe you may stay here. What do they use? What test do they use to determine whether or not you're going to come back to your home country? This is what they do at the various consulates, U.S. consulates, throughout the world when they determine what is your intent to return. When you come here on a student visa, do you have at least 1 year's tuition and living money, you know, for room, board, whatever, saved? How are you going to pay it in the future and currently? Who's going to make those payments? Your parents, do they have the financial resources for it? Importantly, do you intend to return to your home country if you were to get that F1 status? Similarly, for various visas, work visas, H1B, G visas, J visas, the alphabet, what we call them, what is your intent? Do you qualify? These are the issues that we speak about when we consult with persons outside the United States of America. So, yes, we do give consultations before they go to the U.S. consulate. Why? Because you have to be guided correctly in order to qualify for these visas. We also give you handouts, i.e. talking points that you need to look at, you need to read, and need to discuss with us during the consultation. These consultations can be scheduled at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates website at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. No, it's not a free consultation. And when you are prepared, and we like to have our clients prepared, whether it be immigration law, bankruptcy law, real estate transactions, matrimonial issues, personal injury, civil rights, workers' compensation, we like an educated client. Yes, the more educated the client is the better we could serve that client. And we don't expect the client to know all the questions that they need to ask, and we actually give them the questions that they should be asking us. Yes. I think we got an international call right now. Can't suspend the show, but hey. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could call, leave a message, or you will be answered immediately at that number. For those of you in other country, obviously WhatsApp is a good medium to use. You could go to the website, read some of the, you know, the different areas of practice, read, go to our immigration website, read, and schedule your consultation at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us, and we will work with you. We have worked with many different areas of law. For example, all those teachers that come from other countries on the J visa. How long is the J visa for? What family member could come with me? What about the hardship requirements? How could you, the two-year requirements in terms of going back to your country? What if I want to go to a H-1B visa? What are the hardships? How do we get around that two-year requirement? Should I come on a J or a H? There are many schools in America, public and private, recruiting teachers. There are many hospitals that are short-staffed for registered nurses. How do I, you know, get my certifications? What should I have when I come to the U.S. on those various visas is what we could discuss. Obviously, when you do the research, when you read our materials, you have a better chance of succeeding on getting those visas. And not everyone, obviously, is going to be looking after your interests. When you call for a consultation and when you work with a law firm of Figueroa & Associates, you are our client. Not the employer, you are the employee. So we give advice that is in your best interest, not in the best interest of other organizations. Yes, and this is very important. So, as we have said earlier, whether you come in here on a P visa, the entertainer's visa, yes, whether you come in here on the J, whether you like to do the H-1B or H-2B, give us a call. Schedule that consultation. Your family member here in the U.S., if you have them here, we could do a Zoom, or we could do a conference on various lines. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates is 855 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for the law firm Figure & Associates, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Mary Campbell, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with, USCIS reissues temporary rule to extend work permits for 800,000 immigrant workers. Thousands of immigrant workers with pending work permit renewals and their employers breathed a sigh of relief last week. On April 8, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS issued a temporary rule that automatically extends the validity period of their work permits for up to 540 days, or about a year and a half. This amends an existing regulation, which provides workers with an automatic extension of up to 180 days. USCIS issued this rule to prevent any lapses in employment for nearly 800,000 workers that could have resulted from the agency's processing backlogs. Immigrants contribute billions to federal and state taxes each year. Without fail, each tax day a prevalent myth resurfaces that conceals the truth about immigrants' contributions to federal, state, and local taxes. Bolstered by social media and other outlets, it misleadingly asserts that immigrants, particularly those who are undocumented, evade taxes. The facts don't back up these claims. Immigrants, including undocumented immigrants, pay taxes. Our analysis of the 2022 American Community Survey, ACS, found that immigrants in the United States have a combined household income of $2.1 trillion and contribute $382.9 billion to federal taxes and $196.3 billion in state and local taxes, leaving them with $1.6 trillion in spending power. Meanwhile, in New York, hundreds of Africans convene at council hearing on Black migrants. New African arrivals, many with specific dietary and language needs, need stronger support from the city's response systems. Advocates have warned for months. Hundreds of African migrants descended on City Hall the morning of Tuesday, April 16, ahead of a city council hearing on the experiences of Black migrants arriving in the five boroughs. Word about the hearing spread through WhatsApp messages and groups, as did some misinformation. Several migrants who spoke with the city said they thought the council might vote to give them work permits. One teen shared a WhatsApp video in French incorrectly telling people they would be given $5,000 or $10,000 debit cards for food supplies. "I came to find out," said the 18-year-old from Guinea, who shared only his nickname, AB. Others said they'd come to support those testifying on their behalf. "We're here. We don't work. We're in the shelters. We're suffering," said Abdel Nate, who arrived 3 months ago and is from Guinea. Speaking in French, he added, "We're here to reclaim our rights." Gowanus Migrant Shelter allowed to open with outdated fire inspection. The fire alarm system in a new 400-bed migrant shelter next to Brooklyn's Gowanus Canal that's housing migrants is not currently up to fire code, but the FDNY okayed opening it because the provider agreed to put a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week fire watch guard in place. Officials granted a temporary certificate of occupancy on the basis that the operator would put in a round-the-clock fire watch guard. But the company in charge of security at the site is being investigated elsewhere for billing the city for fire guards who were never there. Many migrant children evicted from shelters also left school. Nearly 1 in 5 children evicted from New York City migrant shelters are no longer enrolled in the same schools, potentially disrupting the education of over 1,000 students, according to data shared with the city council. The findings, which run through early last month, offer an early look at the educational impact of Mayor Eric Adams' 60-day shelter limits. He says the policy is necessary to make space in the city's strained shelter system and encourage migrants to move out on their own. The data provided by the administration paints a disheartening picture. Over 1,000 children have had their education disrupted because of the cruel 60-day eviction rule for families in shelter. Deputy Speaker Diana Ayala, D. Manhattan/Bronx, chair of the Committee on General Welfare, in said a statement. Level 1 incidents in migrant waiting rooms detail fights, freezing and frustrations. Dozens of internal reports from what had been the city's main daytime and evening waiting rooms, which thousands of migrants passed through while waiting for a shelter placement, show people freezing, fighting, and pushed to the brink. The incidents described are all dubbed Level 1, the most serious, and could include weapons, violence or threats, injuries where someone was taken to the hospital, or cases where 911 was called, according to Internal Office of Emergency Management guidance. Many of the documents detail incidents like stolen phones and fights that could have happened at any of the city's hundreds of shelters. But around 2 dozen incidents point to unique issues in the ad hoc an ever-changing separate system for migrants, in which people wait days or weeks with limited access to food and no showers for a new shelter placement. In other news, DOS suspends visa services in Haiti. The U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, has suspended routine visa services in Haiti. DOS provided information on how individuals can request their case be transferred to a new embassy or consulate, how to submit expedited requests, and how inter-country adoption processes have been affected. ALA has previously urged the Biden administration to offer safety to Haitians, with AILA President Ben Johnson stating, "Given the violence and instability facing Haiti, AILA urges the Biden administration to take immediate and urgent action to provide relief to impacted Haitians using all of the tools in the executive branch's toolbox." Dubious claims about voting flyers at a migrant camp show how the border is inflaming U.S. politics. The Heritage Foundation, one of the leading anti-immigrant groups and the hardliners behind the extremist Project 2025, began tweeting breaking and critical alerts about an obviously falsified flyer allegedly given by a Jewish immigrant relief organization to migrants crossing the border into the U.S. from Mexico, urging them to vote for President Biden. But the flyer is so transparently fictional that even the border hawks at Fox News, including Bill Melogin, dismissed it as suspect. That did not prevent at least three members of Congress from holding up the falsified flyer as evidence of a conspiracy by elites, including Jews, to rig the upcoming election against Republicans by allowing people to vote illegally. Finally, Homeland Security Investigations, HIAS, seeks to distance itself from ICE. The Washington Post reports that the investigative arm of DHS is launching a new effort to distance itself from ICE, its parent agency, because officials say the contentious politics of immigration enforcement have undercut its efforts to combat transnational crime. The makeover partly aims to appease senior HSI agents who have sought a breakaway because so many major U.S. cities have adopted policies limiting cooperation with ICE. It would take an act of Congress to make HSI a fully independent agency within DHS, however, so the relaunch amounts to a compromise. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents, many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Navigating the waters of divorce, choosing to divorce well. You cursed, argued, and fought like cats and dogs. You screamed, cried, and laughed. The realization is sinking in. The marriage is over. There is nothing to salvage. It is time for it to end. Divorce is often regarded as one of life's most challenging experiences, fraught with emotional turmoil and upheaval. Yet, amidst the pain and chaos, there exists an opportunity for couples to divorce well, to navigate the process with mutual respect, empathy, and cooperation. Amid emotional turbulence, both parties must recognize the importance of making conscious decisions prioritizing their well-being and that of their former partner. The decision to divorce well is not just about the legal proceedings. It encompasses the emotional and psychological aspects of parting ways, laying the groundwork for a healthier transition into the next chapter of life. When a marriage reaches the point of dissolution, emotions are often at their peak. Hurt, anger, resentment, and sadness can cloud judgment, leading to impulsive and regrettable decisions. In such moments, it becomes paramount for individuals to step back and acknowledge that the path they choose to embark on will have lasting repercussions. Rather than succumbing to impulses fueled by negativity, couples can approach the divorce process with a sense of maturity and compassion. Communication. In the BBC drama Split, which explores marriage and a legacy through the lens of the Defoes, a family of female attorneys, two of the main characters' divorce is a perfect example of divorcing well. After a rough patch, Nathan visited Hannah's house, and the pair tearfully finalized their divorce as two mature adults acting respectfully and in the best interest of their future as co-parents. The key in this situation was communication. At the heart of divorcing well lies effective communication. Both parties must engage in open, honest, and respectful dialogue, constructively expressing their concerns, needs, and desires. By fostering an environment of understanding and empathy, couples can work together to reach agreements on key issues such as asset division, child custody, and financial arrangements. While disagreements may arise, approaching them with a willingness to compromise and find common ground can significantly alleviate tension and conflict. Prioritizing kids. Moreover, divorcing well entails prioritizing the well-being of any children involved. Shielding them from the brunt of the emotional fallout and maintaining a sense of stability amidst the upheaval should be paramount. Collaborating on a co-parenting plan that promotes consistency, cooperation, and the child's best interests is essential for fostering healthy relationships post-divorce. In addition to communication and child-centeredness, divorcing well involves practicing self-care and seeking support when needed. Embracing healthy coping mechanisms such as therapy, support groups, or mindfulness practices can aid in processing emotions and navigating the transition with greater resilience. Prioritizing mental and emotional well-being benefits individuals and lays the foundation for a more amicable and constructive divorce process. Beyond legal proceedings. Furthermore, divorcing well extends beyond the confines of the legal proceedings. It encompasses how individuals choose to conduct themselves in the aftermath of divorce, respecting boundaries and honoring commitments made during the process. Individuals can foster a sense of closure and move forward with dignity and grace by refraining from engaging in vindictive behavior or seeking retribution. Finally, divorcing well is a conscious choice that requires both parties to approach the process with empathy, communication, and cooperation. By prioritizing mutual respect, understanding, and the well-being of all involved, couples can navigate the complexities of divorce with greater ease and grace. While emotions may run high, the decisions made during this challenging time can lay the groundwork for a healthier and more fulfilling future. As individuals embark on this journey, they may remember that the true measure of a successful divorce lies not in the dissolution of a marriage, but in how it is conducted and the potential for growth and healing it affords. Legal guidance. Diamonds are forever, marriages are not. Are you thinking of a divorce or separation? Consult the compassionate and experienced team at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro and Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm of Figaro and Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also schedule a consultation, obviously, at our website. The biggest issue that we have, at least in 2024, in our community, the black, brown, minority communities, is the issue of money. Yes, money. Once you're in the U.S., you want to have that American dream. And what is that American dream? Obviously, you want to have a good job. You want to advance yourself through the educational system, getting a degree in various areas, whether it be law, banking, accounting, finance. Why? Nursing. Why? Because people want to earn more money. And the more money you earn, what people do is to try to obviously have the American dream, which is home ownership. You want to buy a one family, a two family, a three family, even a four family. And what people do, obviously, when they buy these multiple dwellings, they have a place for themselves to live, but they could also have income by renting the other apartments in a four family, a three family, or two family. These are basic things that happen when people come to the U.S., whether it be New York, California, Florida, Pennsylvania, doesn't matter what state, that's the economic part that people take. Some people, obviously, because they don't have sufficient income, they will work with other family members using various income, some parents, brothers, sisters, spouses, their income, you know, taken into consideration together could help them get a mortgage where they could purchase a home. So you may not have enough income individually, but collectively as a family, you will have that income. What happens over the years when you own a home? Your home, obviously, as you pay down on the purchase price of the home, and because of, you know, market fluctuations, meaning as time goes, the value of your home that you may have purchased for $1 million goes up, let us say, to $1.2 million, $1.3 million. It all depends on the law of economics, demand and supply. So by reducing the amount that you owe on the home, making those mortgage payments on a monthly basis, and the market value of the home increasing, what happens is that you have equity in your home. Yes, equity, meaning the difference between what you paid for the home and what the market value for the home is right now. However, as life moves on, relationships may deteriorate, whether it be a marriage, whether it be family issues. You may have purchased a property and your tenants are not paying rent. And unfortunately, in New York City, those small landlords, so to speak, whether two-family, three-family, four-family, the law does not protect those quote-unquote landlords. In fact, landlords with multiple dwellings over four-family, they seem to benefit more from the system. And those who are obviously investing in their own homes so that later on they could have a pension plan for their retirement, that pension plan obviously deteriorates. So when you purchase a home in New York City, what people do, 15, 20 years afterwards, they may sell that home. They'll get more money, obviously, at that time than the property was worth a long time ago. And they may decide to move to Florida, purchase a home of lesser value, or Atlanta, Georgia, and purchase a home there, or Pennsylvania, or any of the Midwestern states where the price of a home is much, much less than New York City. And the difference, they obviously have enough couple hundred thousand dollars well that they keep in their bank accounts and other investments so that they could live a better life on retirement. So this is a cyclical issue. It means that obviously, traditionally, that's what families do, whether it be in New York or other states. So that investment, your home, is very important. It will determine your standard of living on retirement. It will also mean that your children, your grandchildren may have a place to live that is owned by your family. So it's a family home. You do your wills, and we do wills trust estate planning, where we help people move assets from one generation to another. And as I said, unfortunately, the plan is not always perfect. People may fall back on their mortgage payments. They may end up and foreclosure actions by the bank who want their money. And obviously, because you're not making payments, obviously what you have to determine is what is the solution. Should you lose your home? Because if the bank win their foreclosure case against the homeowner, it means that that property will be auctioned, and at an auction, you never get the best value for a home. So it's better to sell the home before you get to an auction. You could also try to do a loan modification with the bank or get your mortgage reinstated if you have the money to do so. But a loan modification is normally the best plan that anyone has. In New York City, New York State, and other jurisdictions, what we have is what we call predators, i.e. people who want to get your home for cheap, and they will obviously benefit from whatever equity there that is unrealized. And that's where desperation come in. Like immigration law and like any other legal area of law, people depend on what they get on the internet. They depend on gossip among people who might be in the same situation. And then they start believing in, obviously, stories where you could defeat the bank in a foreclosure action through various non-legal ways, which obviously, as a lawyer, you cannot obviously, that's not the advice that you give a client. You give a client advice based on the law, not what is on the internet, not what is gossip in the community. And because obviously people are in desperate situations, they may believe in anything, things that are unseen or things that are not obviously legal. So again, like immigration law or any area of law, getting the advice of an attorney, in fact, getting more than one consultation, not just with one law firm, you may want to do it with a couple law firms depending on the complexity of your legal issue, so that you could compare the advice that you get to determine which is the best path for you to solve your legal problems. We always say at the law firm of Figueroa and Associates, an educated client is the best client to have. Although some clients, unfortunately, may not have the capacity to understand certain things, and they will depend on, obviously, stories that they may hear in the community or online. So because something is on a website doesn't mean it's true. Because someone tells you through the chain, you know, like this one tells that one, it's not true. And whatever may have applied in your home country, you're in a different country with different laws and different processes. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You do not have to lose your home or any other property investments to foreclosure. You also have to understand the value of your home. Many properties within New York City in recent times has increased in value because of what we call the rezoning of properties, meaning you may own a home, that you now own sky, so to speak. You could go higher up the air. You can't go to your left or your right, but you could go up. That means a 2, 3, 4 family could be converted into a 12 family, an eight family. And these are some of the issues that we have seen in New York City in recent times because of the housing shortages, laws change. You need a lawyer that understands not only the basics of real estate law, but also real estate development and real estate issues that could obviously help you understand the true value of your home, your dwelling. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. If you are listening to this program outside of the United States of America, in the Caribbean, Africa, talk to your family here that might live in New York State, New York City, to talk to us about their legal issues. Thank you.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Foreclosures, what does that mean? Hey, you might be losing your home, you're losing your investment, you're losing the supplement to your pension plan. For those of you who have a 401k plan or plan to borrow from family or borrow from yourself, be careful with your strategy, especially if it means reducing your 401k plan or other savings that you may have associated with your retirement. There are solutions to your problem, i.e. losing your home or losing that extra investment property. Under the laws regarding bankruptcy, Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcies, you have to understand how these laws work to your advantage. We know in the Bible they talk about renewal every 7 years. Well, a bankruptcy is like a renewal every 7 years because you could file a bankruptcy only every 7 years. Yes. Under the laws of that we have in this country, whether we like it or not, it's related to the teachings of God. When can we have our debt forgiven by our creditors who have insurance that cover their losses? So if there was never any claims by these banks with the insurers for loans that they gave that they may not have, they should not have given, or loans that went sour, there are avenues for them to recoup their losses. What is your avenue? Your avenue is a Chapter 7, Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You have to be very careful about various organizations that will tell you about consolidating your debt. You have to also be very careful with lawyers who may tell you for the wrong reason why to do a Chapter 13 rather than a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. In the New York Times many years ago, and the New York Times is a very credible organization here in New York City, here in America, the New York Times reported that many attorneys were telling their clients to file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy rather than a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Why? Because these lawyers made more money from doing a Chapter 13 rather than a Chapter 7 with their clients. At the law firm of Figure & Associates, we give the best advice that will benefit the client, regardless of the attorney fees that will be charged. We give the correct information, and we are proud of this. Obviously, we do this because we care about our community. We care about the people, black, brown, everyone, so that they could get the proper advice possible. At a law firm, at Figure & Associates, we want our clients to be educated and make educated decisions. So whether the clients are here in New York City, New York State, wherever, bankruptcy is federal law and we could represent you in any state. Additionally, if you're listening to this program outside of the U.S. and you have family here in New York City, New York State, that wish to be represented in a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and obviously they're in jeopardy of losing their home, or maybe thinking about using their 401k plan or other retirement plans that they have to pay off their debt, tell them no. Consult with the law firm of Figure & Associates, which will guide you in a proper way. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could schedule a consultation either by calling us or by going to our website to schedule your appointment on any legal matter. Thank you for listening.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figueroa and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figueroa & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
This is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. April is designated as Financial Literacy Month, and financial literacy is the knowledge of how to make smart decisions with money. Are you facing financial difficulties? Are creditors harassing you? Is your property at risk of foreclosure? Do you know someone who is facing foreclosure? Please get in touch with the law firm of Figueroa & Associates to discuss options and prevent further action. Ignoring this could result in serious consequences such as losing your home or property. Act now to protect your home and investment. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. 768-8845 for a free consultation on foreclosure matters. Use the code SAVEMYHOME when you make the appointment. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.